producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Leon Francis sitting in for Scott Hannon today, this morning on What's On Your Mind, Flag of Family Radio. What's on your mind? A lot is on my mind today. I don't know if you heard, but two Ukrainian fighter jets collide, were shot down. I'm looking at two different stories here. Hey, again, there's a lot on my mind this morning. Ukrainian military fighter jets were shot down over that contested region this morning anyway. So that's on my mind. The Williston fire out there, that's on my mind. I want to know what's on your mind this morning. That fire out in Williston, wow, they still don't know the cause of the fire, one. Two, there's still it's still a hazardous situation out there. So be careful if you're in the area and adhere to the, especially if you have, like, respiratory problems and things like that. You want to be very, very careful if you're over there. Stay inside. Watch, you know, for the smoke as it drifts one way or the other. And if you don't have to be out there and around that area, please be safe. Be safe and just stay away from the area. I'll just put it that way. Let's do that. Another thing that's on my mind is, I don't know if you follow this, but, military in the Marine Corps Times, a World War II officer who trained the country's first black Marines, he was laid to rest at Roseburg, National Cemetery. So, Major Joseph Geisel, he's 94 years old, died of age-related causes. He was in his fourth year of service when President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1942 directed that African Americans have an opportunity to join the Marine Corps. But he was white. He became an officer at an all-black boot camp in Munford Point in North Carolina. He later received the Congressional Gold Medal for his involvement at Munford Point. He was an awesome officer by all accounts, and he was laid to rest. So, you know, Godspeed and God bless. I think that, and if you go over to the Marine Corps Times, they have that story on the, you know, that's the first story there. I'd encourage you to read it, you know, pay your respects. The Marine Corps, awesome organization, has kept our country safe throughout the decades, and they fight for freedom all over the world. And this guy, he represented the best that America has to offer, in my humble opinion. And he trained the nation's first black Marines. So just thought that was an interesting article. And I get the tweets from the Marine Corps Times every day. So I also encourage you to, you know, if you're not familiar with social media, you know, get out there and explore those social media platforms, because they are very, very informative. You get all sorts of things like this. Go to Twitter and, you know, Marine Corps Times, MarineCorpsTimes.com, and then the Marine Corps Times Twitter account, and you get all of those tweets on what's going on. in the Marines there. Today, Scott Hannon will be live from the MBI Energy Services, and that's in the next hour and in hour three in Watford City. And the way the show breaks down today, the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanketa Cullum. We're going to talk about a couple of news articles of the day, and that's at 8:20. That's every day. We also have Garrett Groves, the location manager for Pinnacle Agronomy Division in Tioga, to discuss fungicide spraying. At 9, we have some open phones. We have Tiffany Steiner of MBI Energy Services on what they provide for the oil boom. And as always, we have Congressman Kevin Cramer for his weekly talk radio town hall. So that's the way the show breaks down for you today. Again, I'm Leon Francis. I'm sitting in for Scott Hannon for this first hour. Got my cup of Joe here. All I'm waiting on is phone calls from you guys, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Join me for a cup of coffee and a conversation by hitting extension 2 at that 855-200-1776. It's a morning. The brain's not fully awake yet. But, again, lots of stories to get to. One story that's on my mind, in addition to the Marine Corps Major Joseph Geisel being laid to rest today, and the Williston fire out there, still don't know what's going on there, still don't know what the cause is. Also on my show, I have a weekly segment. I have the 2 to 5, time slot there. And we have a weekly segment where we have the, PSC chairman, Brian Call, come in and give us an update from the NDPSC. Well, today and today's forum, Brian Call says, you know, that power outages, across the state are concerning them. And they set August 8th hearing on Xcel Energy's failure because we've had a couple of recent power outages involving Xcel Energy customers. And they want to, you know, just kind of talk to them and find out, you know, what's going on there. So we're going to talk to Brian on that about that on my show. But if you have any questions or concerns, or you want to, if there's something that you want to get out to your friends and neighbors about the recent power outages, it'd be a good conversation to have. What do you think? Do you think that Xcel Electric, you know, are doing their level best to provide the best service to their customers, or maybe you don't? Think about this. Two of the power failures occurred this weekend, including one involving about 6,000 customers for about 2.5 hours. And as we know, it's kind of hot. You know, this the past couple of days and that sort of thing. So, yeah. And apparently those failures were caused by connector problems. One of the outages delayed a Red Hawks baseball game, and two other recent games have been impacted, but not delayed by outages. A third power outage on June 23rd appears to have been caused by a contractor who failed to call before you dig. And that's something that the PSC, the NDPSC, they promote that, they push that message. Every time Brian's on, he mentions that call before you dig. Well, on June 23rd, apparently a contractor failed to do that. So there was probably more than just a couple of folks that were a little upset about that. Something else, and I meant to get to this yesterday and didn't have the time to do it. Did you hear about that Rasmussen poll that found that over 40%, and I think O'Reilly mentioned this last night on his show, 40% of Americans are still unsure whether or not Obama is a U.S. citizen. How do you feel about that? Where are you at in that camp? Do you think that Obama is not a U.S. citizen? You think he was born here? You think he was born in Kenya? I have my opinion on that. Want to know yours if that's something that floats your boat. But apparently, 40% of Americans either believe that President Obama is not a U.S. citizen, or they're not really sure. So, there you go. That's something that's, it's a funny aside. I don't know. We tend to hear, we hang on to conspiracy theories and that sort of thing. So I just want to know where you're at. And in that Rasmussen poll, they had a bunch of other, polls, also, you know, things like whether or not aliens landed in Roswell and whether or not, you know, we actually went to the moon, that sort of thing. So call in 855-200-1776. Extension 2 to join the conversation. Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum on the other side of this break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Folks, you've heard me talk about Chase on the Lake over in Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher this summer. You know, most premier resorts still don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer seasons. Well, listen to this. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. This is Chase on the Lake we're talking about here, the great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. If that's not enough, how about this? Get 50% off any spa treatment, good for 2 services per booked room any Monday through August. What a deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott to get this great deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. For Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are back. Good morning, and good morning to our golden girls, Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner. How you doing, girls?
I'm having trouble hearing Blanquita, though.
No, I'm back. Can you hear me, Al?
Ah, okay.
I there you go. There you go. Good deal, good deal. How are you guys this morning?
I'm doing just fine.
It's a spectacular day here in D.C. It's pretty hot, but, you know, what can I say?
Oh, it's hot all over. We just came off of a heat wave here in the Dakotas. So, yeah, totally get that. I wonder if the heat is driving this Rasmussen poll that says 40% of Americans are unsure if Obama is a U.S. citizen. Wanted to get your take on that.
Blanquita. Give me a break. First of all, the Supreme Court of the United States decided he was a U.S. citizen.
Well, it's not too late anyway. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is people are just unhappy, and they're unhappy with what's going on in the world. They're unhappy with what's going on with the government. They're unhappy with a lot of things. And if anybody's going to ask them that question right now, they're so ticked off, they'd probably say, I don't know, probably not. You know, they're just ticked off.
And the story that I have has Donald Trump there saying, you know, where's the birth certificate? But that's not the only conspiracy theory polling that they did. I mean, they ran the gamut, and a large 25% of adults said that they believe that the U.S. government knew in advance about September 11 attacks and did nothing to prevent them.
One of the things is it's kind of like it depends on how you ask the question and who the target is that you're asking questions to. Because you pretty much can get any response you want from any group if you ask the right people and frame the question in a particular way. I don't have a lot of things in those polls, I got to say.
Yeah, and I have a problem with push polling myself, and I say that all the time on my show. You know, you can pretty much ask a question a variety of different ways and get the response that you want by doing that. And I think a lot of that these results are indicative of that. But that was a little aside there. That's a little. I thought it was a fun and funny poll. I don't take any stock in it at all. a couple other things. I don't know if you heard. Up there in Syracuse, New York, two police cars collide when one cop runs a red light because he's looking at his computer screen. And we know that even here in North Dakota, we have these texting while driving laws, and some of us have been saying that exact same thing. Well, what about police officers that are driving and they're looking at their laptops and that sort of thing? And then this happens. He collided into a unmarked detective vehicle when he ran the red light because he was looking at his computer screen. How does that, change? Does it change the debate over, you know, distracted driving and that sort of thing and the tickets that are issued and that sort of thing, Blanquita?
Well, look, and you can't, one size doesn't fit all. When you're talking about a police officer, he may be getting important information that could be coming over and trying to track down a killer or a robbery or a child abuse situation or some calamity. So you don't want to get rid of the tools that can help the guy. But if it was frivolous and the guy was doing that, well, then he needs to be reprimanded. I mean, at some point here, we got so many nanny laws that I'm concerned about it. How about you, Al?
Well, yeah, I'm concerned, but I'm not sure what we can do about it.
Well, I guess my question is this. I mean, we have, in my opinion, we have a nanny state here, and folks want to keep you safe and do all of these things that ostensibly protects your person, forgetting about the fact that you are a sovereign being, you know, and that you belong to yourself. But with all of these laws for, you know, texting while driving, seatbelt laws, helmet laws, that sort of thing, and then you have police officers that are, and this police officer was distracted by looking at his computer. He was responding to a suspicious person complaint. He didn't have his vehicle sirens on. There have been no tickets issued. What I want to know, I guess, is, you know, does this kind of show that accidents happen? I mean, we can be distracted by a lot of different things. And in my opinion, I don't agree with texting while driving laws. I don't think that it is as big a problem. I think distracted driving is a problem. I don't think specifically targeting, you know, texting while driving or looking at your phone or your computer while driving is as big a deal as it's being made out to be. And were you ticketed for?
I think it's pretty bad. I think texting while driving is insanity, if you want to know the truth.
I do too.
Okay.
I agree with that.
We're talking about law enforcement, though, that may be receiving. Now, if he's getting information on guys who may be tailing, but the thing of it is, they gotta use common sense. So, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, we have to maybe give him a little bit of slack unless we find out he's completely negligent.
Distracted driving is distracted driving, I've heard. But and I understand what you're saying. We give our men and women in uniform, we give them a little bit of slack because they are out there protecting us and serving us and that sort of thing. But I just thought it was a funny aside that, you know, a police officer collided with another police car while running a red light while distracted driving, and we have this huge debate over the whole distracted driving. I think that when it comes to younger folks, I think it is definitely a much, much bigger problem than if you are dealing with an older, more experienced driver. I think there are a lot of variables there. But I also think that, you know, if you're eating a burrito and it's hot, you know, that's distracted driving. If you got the kids in the back car going, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Or you got little Jimmy, you know, punching little Jane, that's also distracted driving. I just think we target things that are feel good laws, and we try to impose them not because they are actual concern at the level that we're getting all the propaganda. Bad, but because, you know, they make us feel good.
Yeah, but how many times have you driven next to somebody that's talking on the phone, looking at something, and they're not paying attention? Or, like, for example, yesterday I'm shopping in a mall, an outdoor mall, and people are speeding like crazy. There's nobody, you know, it's a mall where people are going, walking around,
yeah.
And people are, like, driving like maniacs. You know, come on. I mean, there's just common sense on some of this stuff.
Absolutely, I agree. And one other thing that topic I want to get to. Don't want to make sure I don't miss it. Wow. Don't have time. Thank you for the conversation, Ellen
right.
And Blankita. Be safe. No texting while driving.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this break with more What's On Your Mind. And I want to know what's on your mind out there in the flagfamily.com land. So give us a phone call here. We'll be right back after the break.
What's On Your Mind Radio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're back. This is What's On Your Mind. I am your host, your guest host anyway, for the first hour of What's On Your Mind. And our guest this morning is Garrett Groves. And he's a location manager for Pinnacle Agronomy. And we're going to discuss a little fungicide spraying. So, and I got to tell you, I'm not, you know, really versed on fungicide spraying. So I'm going to ask for a little help from Garrett here. How you doing, Garrett?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad.
Good deal. So, first of all, what is fungicide spraying? What is that?
Fungicide spraying is basically you make applications to take care of disease and, you know, potentially running an insecticide to take care of insects in the same tank mix.
Okay. All right, and how often do I'm assuming that this is something that farmers do. So how often do they have to spray?
Well, it depends really on the crop, what the yield potential of that crop is, the value of that crop, and there's the potential for three windows in small grains. You know, corn and soybeans, there's a couple. Peas, there's a couple. Potatoes, there's very, you know, potential for a dozen.
Right.
But, you know, it's, you know, for the most part, guys are making two in small grains is what we see in our area.
Okay. Good deal. What is a Pinnacle Agronomy? What do you guys do to help the farmers out there? And what are you doing now with fungicide spraying?
What we can either make applications by ground or air. Our agronomy staff is trained to go out with growers and the time field so that you hit your application window as close to optimum as possible.
Okay. All right. I am a novice when it comes to this stuff, so I'm going to ask for your help and, you know, clarifying certain things. So I'm on the Pinnacle website here, and I'm looking at, you know, who you guys are, you know, what you guys do, that sort of thing. I mean, you guys have convenience stores all over, too, in Stanley and Tioga also, right?
Correct.
Are you when you say location manager, are you a location manager at one of those stores, or are you a location manager at the at Pinnacle, the main office there?
No, what I take care of is our agronomy location in Tioga. We have both chemical feed and fertilizer at this location here.
So how can you help farmers with your product?
Well, what it's a lot of, instructing farmers on what would be the best product in what scenario and what situation. And every field, every farm presents different situations and scenarios. You have to bend and make things work with every one that you get past your way.
Oh, good deal. So it depends on the situation. You guys are able to help out. A guy comes in and he says, hey, I need A, B, and C. You guys provide that, and it's a good fit all the way around. I also see on your website that you guys are pretty charitable. Pinnacle gives back. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. We participate in a fair amount of community of events. We do the parades and do the, 4th of July, Christmas time, that type of thing.
I see that you gave $4,000 to the 4-H as a 4-H donation. I think that is awesome. I remember being in 4-H down in Louisiana, and it teaches you a lot when you're a kid about, farming, and it doesn't matter what type of farming you're doing, you're out there doing. 4-H is an awesome program for the kids, and I'm happy to see that you guys gave pretty generously to the 4-H organization.
Sure. Yeah, it was, it's just part of the local mentality, I feel, in our company to give back to the community.
Do you have a periodical, a magazine that folks can pick up and see what your progress is, see what's going on over there at Pinnacle?
Yeah, we do. We have a quarterly magazine that comes out, and it kind of lets the ag side, the energy side, and the convenience store side of what is all happening in the company, where we're making strides, what directions, and that type of thing.
Okay. What do you want to pass along for spring and for the farmers out there today, this week?
If you would like one of our guys to come out and help you, I'm fields, or if you have questions on, what can I spray in this situation, or what should I put on this field if I want to plant this? Just feel free to give us a call, and we're more than willing to come out and take a look at whatever you got to throw at us.
Okay. Is there anything, any events going on this week? Any things that you want to get out to the farmers or to the folks that's going on this week?
The continuation of last week and the week prior. We continue to work by ground and air, applying fungicides to small grains. A little bit of soybean spraying, but for the most part, no. Just I think it's we're going to continue what we've been doing and go from there.
It seems like, and you guys are involved in a lot of things. I'm on the website, and it's Pinnacle, PinnacleND.com. That's PinnacleND.com. And I encourage all of my listeners that, are interested or need to do any spraying or that sort of thing to go to that website and check out the website. And it's like I said, I am not a farmer, but, if I needed, if I needed to spray or I needed any of these services, there's a wealth of information right here on the Pinnacle website. And you said you have a quarterly that comes out, how does this weather affect spraying, like the weather that we've been having, especially with the heat wave and then with the thunderstorms and all of that stuff? How does that affect spraying?
Well, it definitely throws a wrench into what you're trying to do. There's no question about that. But, you know, as long as the guy doesn't get hail, you're in pretty good shape.
Does the rain and the heavy winds, does it, like, wash off the product?
There's the potential for that, I guess. But, you know, you'd be pretty conscientious about what you're doing and, you know, your timeliness and rain fast, and you're fine.
So if you knew that, on Monday, if you knew that storm was coming and you were planning on spraying that day, you just kind of hold off until probably today.
Well, you don't necessarily have to hold off that long, you know. You just have to know what the rain fast your product is, and then usually a guy, you know, what we spray this time of year, it's typically 1 hour. So as long as the guy, you know, give yourself that window, you're in good shape.
Okay, good deal, good deal. Your convenience stores and the location, what do you guys have to offer there? For folks like me that aren't going to be spraying or anything like that, what do the convenience stores have to offer? And I'm looking at on the website, and again, I'm looking at the stores here, lots of stuff in these stores for your convenience, everything from clothes, coffee, food items, I mean, every hardware, all of that stuff is right here. It's, wow, it's like a mini shopping mall. In this convenience store. So, what else would you add to that?
Oh, there's pretty much, you know, everything from oil to, you can get your hair cut, you can send a package, it's pretty much, you know, more or less a one-stop shop for what everything you need. There's lots of oil field stuff in there and, your FR clothing and that type of thing too.
Good deal. So you think they can do a high and tight? If I stop in there, haircut?
I imagine.
Good deal. Good deal. Anything else you want us to know about Pinnacle?
Nope. If you just let our growers know to have a good week and be safe out there.
Okay. And get the contact info out to the folks.
Yeah. If anybody needs anything, feel free to call my cell phone, 701-621-1477.
Okay, good deal. And if you didn't catch that number, you can also go to the Pinnacle website, and that's pinnaclend.com. Check it out. That's what I've been doing. And check out the many, many products that they offer there. Right now, I mean, to fit your need, right now I'm looking at the convenience store because, you know, I don't have a crop to spray or fungicide to put down, but you want to do that so you can have a decent crop. But I'm looking at the convenience store, and there are just tons of things here. Everything from, like, fleece to, again, he said, haircut. I might have to stop over there and see if they can give me a high and tight. Coffee, I mean, the whole gamut of things. It looks like a mini mall there. It's huge, and it's a convenience store. So I want to thank you for coming on What's On Your Mind today and getting this information out to the folks and sharing with us what Pinnacle does.
Thanks.
Not a problem. Once again, this is What's On Your Mind. I am your host, Leon Francis, sitting in for Scott Hannon, and that was Garrett Groves, and he's a location manager for Pinnacle Agronomy out there in Tioga, and we were discussing fungicide spraying and what Pinnacle does or what it offers the community here in North Dakota. And again, go to pinnaclend.com if you miss something, you know, in our conversation, and you just want to see what they offer. The best way to do that is either to give him a call, just give Garrett a call, 701-621-1477, and or go to the website, and again, host of information, just a wealth of knowledge right there. Dustin out in Williston, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, Leon.
Hey, Dustin.
It's been a little. I talked to you.
Okay, good deal. Well, can you hang on until after the break? I probably should have looked at my 8-foot clock here and timed that out a little better. But can you give me can you hang on until after the break and we pick up the conversation from there?
For you, man, sure.
Okay, good deal, good deal. We'll be right back right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to NessonConsulting.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We're back for the last segment in the 8 o'clock hour here on What's on Your Mind, and apparently Dustin has something on his mind. I think it's the Ukrainian fighter jets that are down.
It was actually the police cruiser thing.
Oh, sweet. So what do you think about that? Is that ironic? I mean, is that irony or what? What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But first off, I have one question.
Okay.
What you know about a high-end type?
Would I know about a high and tight? That's what I sport, man. I've always had a high and tight for as long as I remember, and that's because a lot of my family are in the military. So there you go.
That's fair. See, I'm a Marine vet, so.
Yeah, okay, good deal.
You said you wanted a high and tight, so I was like, wait, what?
Hey, man, but, yeah. You would be surprised at when I go into a barber outside, just a select few, and you go, hey, can you give me a high and tight? They look at you like, you know, a deer in headlights. What are you talking about there?
And I'm like, I found a haircut recently. I asked them for a high and tight because I made a mistake of asking for a medium reg before, and they just looked at me like that. So, yeah.
Oh,
I
about okay.
To go down.
All right.
Why don't you go down to Morgan City and get one?
Good deal. I think I might have to go to that Tioga convenience store from Pinnacle, the one that Pinnacle has, and he said that they could give me one. They could hook me up, so I might have to take a trip out there.
Oh yeah, it's huge. I haven't got a haircut out there yet, but I should probably stop by. But yeah, the police thing. So my biggest thing is what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I don't like somebody telling me, well, here's the rules, but these people are the exception to the rule. I don't like that. So if you're gonna hold my hand and tell me what I can and can't do, I want everybody to be subject to the same rules to make it fair. So, you know, I understand that police have a specific job and it requires them to, you know, be have a certain level of information and everything. But, I mean, if he was tailing somebody, you know, a possible traffic offender or whatever, you know, why couldn't he call that in? Why did he have to be on his laptop?
I mean,
there's so many different ways around it.
And again, I have a couple of problems with it. I don't like nanny state laws. I don't like when we get pushed to, in one direction or another via propaganda. And Rob Port on Say Anything blog, he had a couple of really good articles on this, and it showed that, you know, the whole texting while driving or on your phone while driving, the accident rates are very, very low. I mean, minuscule. I think it might have been 1% of crashes and or accidents. Yet, if you look at the media and you look at all of the propaganda out there, you think that folks were just crashing all willy-nilly, you know, from coast to coast because they're texting on their phone, and they're not. And then you have this police officer that's looking at a huge laptop screen that's down by his side, basically, and he crashes into an unmarked police car driven by a detective after running a red light. And these are the guys and gals that are enforcing that nanny state law. I mean, it's a primary offense. We have an offensive, even here in North Dakota, where police officers will be in unmarked cars looking specifically for folks who are looking at their phone. Yet, you know, you have this. And I've always said that. Police officers, I've seen them driving and texting at the same time, driving, looking at their laptops, driving, doing a host of different things that, you know, are considered distracted driving, yet we would get a ticket, and this officer did not get a ticket for this. And I guess that's where I wanted the conversation to go.
Just recently, some truck driver caught a state trooper, I think it was. He was on his phone while speeding down the highway, and it had rained or something. And he honked at him,
yeah.
You know, and pretty much tell him to get off the phone. The trooper pulls him over and starts putting him through the ringer, trying to catch something on him because he called him out. So I mean, and there's no repercussions for these guys. So it's just perpetuating itself. I mean, when you let this slide, it just sets a precedent that, you know, it creates the situation.
And see, and I'm not beating up on police officers. I mean, God love them. They do a very difficult job that a lot of us, I don't know about me, but a lot of folks out there wouldn't have the stomach to do. They see things. They help us out. They're protecting and serving. And I'm not saying that, you know, I don't have any problems with police officers or law enforcement at all, because there are a couple of areas I think that they could use a little talking to about. But if they are enforcing these nanny status, these status laws, then we have to hold them to the same, we have to hold them to a higher standard, especially if they're going to detain us for any amount of time, give us a ticket for any amount of time for doing the exact same thing that they themselves do. I think it shows a problem that we have in society where we have this mentality that there ought to be a law for that, when there really shouldn't be a law for everything.
Right. And the funny thing is that, see, I'm a criminal justice major. You know, when I was in the military, I was...
Hey, Dustin, sorry, man. We got to go. Call in on my show 2 to 5 later on today, and we picked up the conversation from there. We'll be right back with Scott Hannon in the very next hour.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota. West end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cashwise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from. Even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.